Hello and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. This episode is going to be a tad different from usual. The podcast has always been an interview with a local innovator, but today is the 100th episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Earlier this week, we also celebrated the inaugural Innovation Map Awards that recognized 28 Houston startups and founders. So instead of uploading one of these conversations as usual, I'm going to take this opportunity to reflect on the podcast, the awards, and the progress we've made at Innovation Map. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank. Through good and tough times, you need a bank that will stand by you. Texas Citizens Bank gives Houston small and medium-sized businesses the resources they need to thrive. As one customer says, a huge thank you to our friends at Texas Citizens Bank. Great customer service and down-to-earth good people. Call 713-948-5700 to learn more today. When Innovation Map launched in November of 2018, I had the idea to do weekly Q&As with Houston innovators. After a few months, the section evolved into the podcast it is today. It's still weekly and still featuring conversations with Houston innovators. The idea being that people are who drive technology innovation, and it's people who are developing Houston's innovation ecosystem. I've had almost 150 of these conversations since we went live with Innovation Map, the majority of which being here on the podcast. I've talked to startup founders, venture capital investors, startup development and accelerator leaders, corporate innovation executives, and more across all industries, health, energy, cryptocurrency, consumer tech, and the list continues. Despite their respective roles in the ecosystem, I tend to ask my guests about the progress being made in Houston innovation. It's usually my favorite part of the conversation. I'm pleased to report that most of my guests have a positive response to this line of questions. They tend to remark on the infrastructure that has developed over the past few years, such as the opening of the Ion and the Canon, and the expansion of national startup development organizations into the city, like Greentown Labs, Generator, Div Inc., Mass Challenge, Plug and Play, and more. In fact, when Innovation Map launched, there was only one active startup accelerator, the Texas Medical Center's TMCX. Now there are several operating annually or semi-annually. Something else that's usually brought up in this part of the conversation is money. Houston has long tailed its sister cities in terms of VC funding invested in Houston startups. As my guests will usually say, it's changing. According to a report from Houston Exponential in May, the city's startups raised over $1 billion in VC funding in a 12-month period. That was the first time this had ever happened. Despite this progress, lack of access to funds is usually something that startup founders will bring up as a challenge being based in Houston. With most of the VC funds being located on the coasts, Houston founders have been forced to hustle for their investment by way of angel and corporate investors, as well as attracting from the limited funds in the Lone Star State. But as many of my guests will attest, and as the numbers clearly show, it is in fact possible to raise startup funding here in Houston. Another obstacle founders face is hiring. While Houston is home to the most Fortune 500 companies outside of New York, attracting that corporate talent into the startup world has been difficult at times. But there has been a cultural shift. According to a recent report from the Greater Houston Partnership, the Houston area boasts the 11th largest tech workforce in the U.S., with more than 240,000 tech workers. As a native Houstonian, I'm personally proud of my city and how it has risen to the national spotlight for its growing innovation and tech scene. It's why Innovation Map and my job exists at all. Speaking of my job, we hit another milestone this week, as I mentioned at the top of the show. A couple days ago, we celebrated the inaugural Innovation Map Awards, and if you missed the event, the live stream is available on our YouTube channel. But I also wanted to go over a few personal highlights from the evening. We had 28 finalists and 8 winners across 8 categories. To learn about each category and the company who claimed the win, as well as our finalists' best startup advice and challenges overcome, head to innovationmap.com/innovationmap-awards. One of my favorite parts of the evening was actually our People's Choice Award pitches. We had 6 companies present their elevator pitches. I thought I'd share them with our podcast listeners since they were so great. Let's start with Hello Alice. Founder Carolyn Rods took the stage for her pitch.
Hi, everybody. I'm Carolyn Rods. I'm the co-founder and CEO at Hello Alice. I started Hello Alice as what I say is the answer to what I wish I would have had when I started my first company now over 15 years ago. We are a community, a passport through entrepreneurship that supports small business owners at every phase of their journey, connecting them to the capital, opportunities, and networks that they need to grow, all based on who they are and where they're going. We know that every entrepreneur's journey is unique, and it's our goal to make sure they get access to every resource they need along that journey. But we're more than a technology platform. Hello Alice is a movement supporting nearly 500,000 entrepreneurs today. We have distributed over $20 million in grants to those entrepreneurs. We showed up for them during the pandemic and launched the COVID-19 Business Center that supported millions of entrepreneurs across the country. And we helped distribute PPP loans through our platform to entrepreneurs that couldn't get those funds through their traditional banks. But we also proved that we can do well by doing good. We recently closed a $21 million Series B round. We've employed over 60 employees, and we just signed a multi-million dollar contract with MasterCard to help get capital into the hands of every entrepreneur in America. So join the movement and check out more at helloalice.com, and would appreciate your vote tonight. Thanks, everyone.
Such a great company and such a great pitch. Next up for the evening was blockchain company Topple. Co-founder Chris pitched for his company.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Chris Georgian, co-founder at Topple, and I have a question for all of you. What does impact mean today? Well, for us, impact is coffee produced without child or forced labor. Impact is diamond jewelry free from conflict and warfare. Impact is carbon capture that reinvigorates our natural ecosystems. Impact is on the rise in business. Today, 90% of consumers report a desire that companies do more, care more about environmental and social issues. And yet, despite this, purpose and profit are still viewed as being at odds with each other. To increase one, you must sacrifice the other. And this is exactly why we created Topple. Built to be the world's most inclusive blockchain, our technology enables businesses, empowers businesses to unlock the power of their positive impact. Powering traceability platforms that enable price premiums for the most ethical producers, or supporting the development of new financial and trade platforms that can be used to power and create entirely new marketplaces and economies. This is what our team at Topple is all about, and this is why at Topple, we believe that purpose and profit now go hand in hand. Thank you all for coming tonight. This is a lot of fun.
Topple wrapped up the first batch of pitches, and Houston-based Nanotech, founded by Mike Francis, who's been a guest on the show, went later in the evening. Here's his pitch.
This is awesome. Hey, everybody. My name is Mike Francis. I'm the CEO of Nanotech, and our mission is simple. We want to fireproof the world and reduce global energy consumption with new-to-the-world materials. So Nanotech is a true garage startup. We started here in Houston. We sold our first bucket of material out of a garage here, out of my home brewing tank. Had a lot of beard hair in it. The QA/QC probably wasn't very good at the time, so don't tell our customer that. We were the first startup selected part of the Halliburton Labs program. That's a clean energy accelerator. Shortly after that, we raised $5 million in our seed round so that we could scale up our technology. And we do two things. One, we have the top fireproofing material currently available in the market. We can fireproof to about 3,300 degrees Fahrenheit. We work with more than 45 Fortune 500 companies across the U.S. And we also insulate. So we just got the data in today. We've been coating roofs around Houston. And the average energy savings from a roof coated with our material is more than 55%. When we combine what we can do with fireproofing, saving lives, protecting infrastructure, and significantly reducing global energy consumption. All those stats that I mentioned don't mean anything. Our mission is what means everything. We've been gifted a technology that is going to truly transform the world, and we are thrilled to be a Houston startup in this amazing ecosystem. I would say vote for Cheers because they're much cooler than we are, but we would also appreciate your vote. Thank you so much.
Joe Alapat, founder of LionGuard, was next up in our People's Choice pitches for the evening.
All right. First, I'd like to thank Gao Media, Innovation Map, and the Canon for hosting this event. This is so awesome. And I love the support that we get from Innovation Map. I read that newsletter every day. It gets me excited to see all the activity here in town. So this city needs a lot of PR. Freaking awesome. So to my pitch, little known fact. Managing technology and security, it causes your hair follicles to shrink. I am proof. It's difficult. I don't know what Raj from TechWave was doing with his hair. It's illegal. I don't know what he's doing. That's not right. But, you know, folks, what are we doing at LionGuard? You know, we have a why. Our why is about unleashing 10x outcomes for everyone, anywhere, anytime. Sounds like a grand statement. And we intend on doing this in the technology space. So the best way to think about this is an analogy. How many of y'all, can I get a raise of hands? How many have seen the movie The Matrix? Goes a little ways back. Okay, good. You got a reasonable amount. If you haven't seen it, you have a homework assignment. But there is a scene in The Matrix where Neo, Keanu Reeves, the main character, holds up his hand, and there's bullets flying at him from the agents, the bad guys. And at that moment, he finally realizes that he can see everything in The Matrix. Those bullets just drop, and what happens? If you guys remember, he sees everything as data. Everything turns into those green ones and zeros. It's unreal. Well, guess what we do? We do that to the technology stack. We turn all of it to data. Why do we do that? Because we need visibility across the stack. I lost most of my hair struggling, managing in technology environments, dealing with complexity from the Department of Defense to the biggest banks in the US, to the smallest of businesses, and we all struggled with this visibility across the stack. I sat in an office across from Lisa over here, and she saw me stressed out going up the elevator some days. And it was terrible, and I don't want this to happen to any other business. Companies like TechWave, which, by the way, thank you for sponsoring the event, amazing technology, companies like TechWave are out there helping people digitally transform their business. And guess what? We're making this huge transition to work from anywhere, and all this technology is so important to us. So what are we doing to make that happen? Well, we work with those service providers. We went from one service provider to now close to 1,500 service providers in the last 3.5 years. We're the fastest growing company in Houston last year, according to the HBJ. Sorry to bring up another publication. And we were an Inc. Best Workplaces. We really believe in our culture. We think it's so important to build a strong culture at the same time, trying to do these big things. And what are we gonna do? We are aiming to be fundamental to managing technology across the globe. Those 1,500 service providers are across the world. We have 50,000 businesses. We started with one 3.5 years ago. We're in 50,000 businesses now across the world. We intend to get that to 100,000, 1 million, 10 million, 100 million businesses by way of amazing technology service providers like TechWave and others that are out there. So if you happen to know an IT or security person, wish them luck, take care of them. They're struggling, they need all the help they can get. That's what we're after. Thank you so much.
Bringing with her a few props, Samantha Snabes, co-founder of Re3D, was next to give her elevator pitch.
She's got props.
Always got props if you guys have seen us around town. So what if I told you that this water bottle, when I get done with it, could be ground up and repurposed to be the chair like you see here? Or better yet, what if it could be used to make surgical instruments on demand in the field for members of our armed services? These are two real-world examples that our customers and community are working on as we speak. Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm an Air Force reservist on the weekend, and during the week, I have the honor of serving as a co-founder and catalyst for Re3D alongside 20 amazing humans and Clearlight. We got our start with 40K. I have too many props today. We received equity free from Startup Chile, which allowed us to quit our jobs at NASA Johnson Space Center. In just 8 weeks, my co-founder Matthew over there, our genius and better half, prototyped the Gigabot. It's the world's largest affordable industrial 3D printer. We drove it over from Clear Lake to South by Southwest, and we're funded in one day on Kickstarter. And we're honored to raise over $250,000. This has allowed us to remain bootstrapped and open source as we work with dirty fingernails every day to now provide large-scale 3D printers in over 50 countries around the globe, generating over $10 million in revenue, profitable in our first year. But see, it wasn't enough just to make the world's largest affordable industrial printer. We wanted to go a step further, and using $2 million we received from the National Science Foundation and the many votes you all have given us in prior pitch competitions, the support from Bunker Labs, which Canon has been a great partner of, as well as the Ion Houston, and we would be remiss not to mention Hello Alice, we have been able to modify Gigabot to directly 3D print from shredded plastic waste. We would love to show you this real time and to pick your brain on where we should go as we form strategic partnerships around the city, as we truly enable sustainable and globally driven, but locally driven manufacturing. Thank you.
While Brooks Powell, founder of Cheers, actually kicked off the pitches for the evening, he also anchored the category two by taking home the win. Here's his pitch that helped him claim the prize of Startup of the Year.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Brooks Powell, and I'm the founder of Cheers. And what I can promise you is that we are both the most innovative company here tonight and definitely the most fun. 7 years ago, I was a sophomore at Princeton, and I read an article that had just been published in the Journal of Neuroscience about a compound called DHM. This study showed that DHM could reduce short-term alcohol withdrawal and thus was a potential drug candidate for alcohol use disorders. Being the savvy college kid that I was, I realized that since short-term alcohol withdrawal is the main reason you don't feel good the next day, Bloody Marys, hair of the dog, you know how that works, that DHM could be used potentially as a hangover cure. I quickly approached some of my biotech professors, convinced them to join the business, and got to work. Shortly after graduating from Princeton in 2017, I pitched on Shark Tank. Unfortunately, we didn't get a deal, primarily because Mark Cuban's an idiot. But a few months after airing, we raised 5 times the money at 4 times the valuation. They sure missed out. When we went on the show, we had done about $300,000 in revenue, and now, just 3 years later, we've done over $30 million in total revenue and are profitable. And fun fact, over 50% of our revenue comes from repeat customers. As of right now, we're primarily sold online, but be sure, soon you're going to see our products in bars, liquor stores, grocery stores, and just about anywhere you can buy or drink alcohol. Our vision is simple. Anywhere that alcohol is sold, we want to be sold there too. It just makes sense for Cheers and alcohol to go together. We'd appreciate your vote, and we'll bribe you if it'll help. Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed each of these pitches and want to thank each of the companies for coming out to present. I want to wrap up this special edition podcast with another one of my favorite parts of the evening. Our Innovation Map Awards judges were tasked with nominating and selecting our Lifetime Achievement Award. Only they selected someone who isn't quite done yet. When I asked Barbara Berger to accept the award, she politely requested a rebrand. We discussed internally and presented her an award that truly speaks to both the impact she's made on Houston innovation, as well as her future as a pillar in the community. Grace Rodriguez, Executive Director and CEO of Impact Hub Houston, introduced Barbara as she accepted her 2021 Trailblazer Award.
Thank you. It's so nice to see everybody without a screen between us. So when Natalie reached out and invited me to introduce our next honoree, I had a Wayne's World moment of, we're not worthy. And I asked if Blair or Emily or Bob Harvey could do it because I wanted to make sure that we did her justice. Because the recipient of the 2021 Trailblazer Award is the indomitable Barbara Berger. She's a phenomenal leader. Yes, please. She totally deserves all of the applause in the world. Barbara has not only blazed a trail to great heights in a historically male-dominated industry, but she's also made sure to lift up so many people along her way. Barbara's influence and guidance for the launch of numerous startup ventures and organizations have made an indelible impact on our ecosystem, from her support to Rice University and the Rice Alliance to Houston Technology Center and its transition to Houston Exponential, to what seems like her support for every single incubator and accelerator in the ecosystem. In fact, I first got to know Barbara when we were starting Station Houston, and I walked up to her to introduce myself, and she said, "I know who you are," like, duh. And it was a pleasant surprise and heartwarming because, first, it was great to meet someone who had a sense of humor. And then, secondly, how she immediately responded told me that whenever Barbara goes into a project, she commits. She gets to know everything and everyone that she's going to be in the trenches with. And so, Barbara, thank you for helping me feel seen and heard. And then since then, as I've gone on to launch and lead Impact Hub Houston, like many others, I have benefited from the mentorship and her allyship and support over the years. So Barbara's contributions to our community go way beyond being president, her role as president of Chevron Tech Ventures and vice president of innovation at Chevron. Barbara makes sure that Houston's quality of life is also vibrant and thriving as a patron of our parks and hiking trails, as a patron of the arts, of the Houston Symphony, of our bayou. While she's an incredibly humble person, if you haven't known her before this, if you've spent even a moment in Houston, whether inside or out, you have felt the benefits of Barbara's contributions to the greater Houston area. And so it is with that I have the honor of welcoming to the stage the recipient of the first ever Innovation Map Trailblazer Award, Barbara Berger.
Supposed to say after that. So thank you. I'll just say a few things. It is so nice to be with so many people. We took this for granted so much up to 18 months ago. I'll start out with the two words in the English language that are the most important, and that is thank you. Thank you to Gal Media, to the Canon. Thank you to Natalie. Thank you to Grace. It's wonderful to be recognized, and this will be my one Chevron advertisement. You know, we say it's only human to be recognized, right? We say other things about being human, but everybody wants to be recognized, so thank you for that. And then a couple other things, and I thought a lot about this and talked to Natalie, is I really like the word trailblazer. You'll find I like it better than what was the first suggestion. And so, you know, we think about trailblazers, and there's like two things about them. And the first is that they have the courage, they have a vision, they have capacity, they're usually tenacious, they're not afraid to get bruised a little bit. They have thick skin, because sometimes when you're the first in, nobody really understands why you're trying to do it, and nobody really sees that vision. And so we see all of that, and we're very inspired by that. But I think it's the second part of Trailblazers that really gets me excited, is why do you do it? And if you do it because you just want to be first, knock yourself out. Really? But if you do it because you want to make sure the people who are coming after you have an easier journey, that's why you do it. So when I think about the people that inspire me, it's because of what they did for the people who came after them. And frequently, they can't see that when they're doing the first part. So Trailblazer, it's a really great, it's a great label. I will wear it with pride. And many of you are Trailblazers. I'll say two other things. It's about building community. I come from a family of community builders, and every one of you is building this community. And I have the great fortune with the role I have of building two communities amongst many. It's the community in the ecosystem, and it's the community inside of Chevron. You know, when I came to this city, I wondered, why don't we have enough startups? I came from the Bay Area. And I went on a journey to kind of understand why don't we have more startups in Houston, and what would it take, and how could I help based on the fact that I work for one of those companies in the tall buildings. And one of the things was, maybe we don't have a lot of startups because we have a lot of tall buildings. And so we're probably not going to change the number of tall buildings, but could we get the tall buildings and the small buildings to work together? And so that's what I've tried to do. And some of that is by the people in the tall buildings coming out and greeting the people in the small buildings, but some of it is figuring out inside the tall buildings how to be better accommodating, welcoming, and figure out how to get the small guys into the big buildings and then help them grow. And so there's a whole bunch of Chevron people here tonight. They're part of that community where it's not just good enough to get to know the companies. It's not good enough to just invest in them. We got to figure out how to help them grow their business. And what's good for them will be good for us. And the last thing I'll say, and that's where I'll start with Trailblazers is a great name compared to what it started out to be, is when you get to be my age and someone suggests that you get the Lifetime Achievement Award, you want to cringe and you think, oh my God, what do they think of me? And should I get up here and dodder and forget things and start drooling? And I decided, no, that wouldn't really be good. So Natalie was really good when the first thing I said is, no. because, you know, Houston, we're just getting started, and so am I. So maybe someday you can give me the lifetime achievement, but it'll be a long time from now. So thank you.
Again, you can check out the full list of award winners, as well as stream the entire event on innovationmap.com. Thank you again for listening to this celebratory episode. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss the next 100 episodes.